This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
What are your favourite movies based on a true story? So many of them make you laugh, cry, and in cinemas this week is one called Dream Horse that's definitely going to inspire.
1683, please. £32.28, please.
I'm telling you, boys,
she was my horse, and she won.
I haven't seen him in here before. Was a racehorse, does he?
Owned, well, he almost lost everything.
Things are a little tight cash-wise these days, so...
Nice sirloin.
Cheers, Nellis.
I need something to look forward to when I get up in the morning. I'm going to breed a racehorse.
Absolute madness.
Stars Tony Collette, Damien Lewis, Russ from Dialogue has been to see it. Good to have you.
Giddy up. Here we go.
We are talking about Dream Horse, and it's a story that's set in Wales about a woman named Jan and a horse named Dream Alliance. Tell us a little bit more about their story.
Yeah, it's a fascinating story. It's a true-to-life story of a kind of a humble little village in Wales. And Jan Vokes decides that she is going to breed a racehorse. But obviously the expenses and all the things that kind of come along with that kind of are inaccessible for her because, I mean, she works at the local co-op and also works as a bartender part-time. And so she and her husband really don't have a lot of money, but they decide to actually rally the village and they ask other people to be a part of an alliance or a syndicate that goes through and ends up buying a racehorse, and they breed a racehorse named Dream Alliance. And it's a fascinating and lovely story of just kind of this small town as they kind of hope that one day their horse might be on the racecourses of Wales.
And working as a barkeep, working in the co-op, doing that kind of multiple jobs, small town, Jan doesn't sound like the kind of woman that normally decides to breed a racehorse. So, I mean, that is a stereotype, of course, but what motivates her to become this woman that does that?
You know what? I think, well, throughout her life, she's actually a bred different kind of champion animal. So, you know, for everything from pigeons to dogs. But all of a sudden, she decides that this is just something she wants to do. But I think what it came down to, I think one of the key lines in the film was it gave her purpose. And so she wanted to see that she could do it. It wasn't even that she was going to necessarily win a race or that her horse would win a race. She just wanted to see if she could do it. And also the fact that she was able to rally and give hope to a village, I think because this village was a mining village that really had lost most of its income and people were really downtrodden in so many ways. Just be able to raise the hope of the village too.
It is based on a true story. So that idea of having a dream that brings hope, it's something that maybe feels more inspiring because, you know, this actually happened for her and her community. What did Dream Horse really have to say about how we do achieve our dreams?
You know, this thing really stood out to me about this film is that it really shows that regardless of where you are maybe economically in your life or where you are just in your season of life as far as how old you are, there's really never a bad time to be reaching for your dreams, that there's always opportunity for that. And I think Dream Horse really kind of shows us that it's never too late to really pursue your dreams.
And it is, I mean, obviously centered around horse racing, but is that the main theme or the main thing that's of importance in this movie?
Yeah, you know, I think it really kind of comes back to, it is about horse racing, but it really comes back to giving hope to a community. They kind of set up from the beginning that this community is really kind of downcast, that, you know, there really is no hope within the community, and that just something would be able to light that fire within the community and be able to rally them is a beautiful thing to be able to see on screen.
And the kind of, draw card for a lot of Aussies to watch this will be the fact that Tony Collette is right there at the front alongside Damien Lewis, who people might have seen in Billions and everything else that he's done. He's an incredible actor as well. But Tony Collette, she's the one we truly love. So how does she go in this lead role of Jan?
You know, it was great. I mean, I thought Tony, as usual, was really great in the role. She embodies the kind of humble Jan Vokes in so many ways. But what I found that with any great role, it really kind of comes down to also a fantastic supporting cast. And they just managed to find a whole bunch of character actors and also lead actors who just really complement this story and add something to it that even though there were multiple people sitting around the table kind of looking at Dream Horses one day being on the racetracks, really all of them played a part in a role and really supported supported her quite well. So Tony was fantastic, but I think it was also a group effort that you would really enjoy this film.
Yeah, I'll still say that she's the hardest worker because she would have had to pull off a Welsh accent fairly convincingly. So extra points for that. But what do you think people will be talking about after watching Dream Horse?
You know, the thing that really stood out to me, besides just dreams and supposed to just hope, really it comes down to an issue of human courage. I just really found that sometimes I think we think it's a man-made thing to be able to kind of have courage, but that really outside of kind of the hearts of kind of mankind, that there might be an idea that God has a plan for his creation and that we're meant to live courageously within that. And I think that it was really something I saw from this film that people could consider is that not only seeking after your dreams, but having the courage to step out. I mean, because there were a lot of times when people were up against her, up against the kind of the challenges that there were of raising a horse like that, especially in that atmosphere. But yet how Dan Vokes, as well as the community, really kind of depicted courage in a beautiful way.
What a great story. It sounds incredible. It's called Dream Horse. Russ, thank you for chatting with us about it.
No worries. Thanks so much, Laura.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.